For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Pentagon rejects a request from the White House to allow U.S. troops to perform emergency law enforcement tasks along the U.S.-Mexico border. That, according to CNN, quoting two unnamed Defense Department officials familiar with last month's request. Defense officials have repeatedly emphasized that troops at the border are there to support civil authorities and not expected to come into contact with migrants. President Trump on the campaign trail, speaking at a Make America Great Again rally in West Virginia, saying it's clear the GOP is keeping their promises to the American worker.
More Americans today, right now, this hour, are working than ever before in the history of our country. When we're debating a lefty, how do you lose the debate when they're looking at you and say, well, we're going to look at jobs?
U.S. job growth rebounded sharply in October, and wages recorded their largest annual gain in 9.5 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former President Barack Obama campaigning in Florida for Senator Bill Nelson and gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. Obama touched on the economy during his rally speech.
Right now, Republicans are all, look, the economy's so good. Where do you think that started?
Republicans have insisted that their tax overhaul has been one of the biggest contributors to recent economic gains, and the closing days of the election have been spent making the argument that keeping the GOP in charge will only ensure that those gains continue. Authorities in New York say they're dealing with an increase in anti-Semitic crime. NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says they're investigating a number of recent incidents in the city.
We have a very robust hate crimes task force. I said this week that where we are right now, we're up about 1% in crimes, and that's not the right side of what we want to be on.
A Get Out the Vote event at a Brooklyn synagogue featuring the comedian Ilana Glazer was canceled Thursday night after anti-Semitic graffiti, including the words, Die Jew Rats, was discovered scrawled on the temple's walls. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A rare virus continues to spread across the United States. USA Radio's Tim Berg says the polio-like illness is puzzling health providers.
Dr. Nicole Sapphire joined Fox News to talk about the illness.
What we know is that you're having a polio-like illness. Kids are getting, they have a viral or bacterial illness typically, and then they're becoming paralyzed. Some are actually dying from it. Some are recovering, and then some are having what appears to be maybe permanent paralysis. And the CDC has not yet made it so everyone has to report these cases. If you're not reporting all of these cases, how are we supposed to find out what actually is the cause? So it's not actually up to the CDC to mandate reporting. However, there is a council that has recommended the last several years that people don't have to report this. Mm-hmm. But the CDC could be giving more information to hospitals, to physicians, to recognize not only the symptoms of it, but also discuss what the best treatment options are.
It appears two sisters from Saudi Arabia whose bodies were found earlier this week on the shore of the Hudson River, their bodies bound together with duct tape, may have killed themselves. Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says the two had run away and maxed out a credit card before being seen praying loudly in a park not far from the Hudson. Their bodies were found later dozens of blocks to the south.
We have now tracked them, confirmed through video. In both sources, they do not seem to be stressed. The most recent one is, I believe, about 5 or 6 days before they are found.
There were no signs of trauma. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.